The Little Rock Technology Park Authority Board voted 4-3 to move ahead with looking at the downtown Little Rock area as its top choice for a technology park. The other two sites that had been under consideration were a site at UALR, as well as the Sears Building at I-630 and University Avenue. Tech Park Board member Jay Cheshire with the Little Rock Regional Chamber of Commerce, who voted for the downtown location, says they'll now utilize the consultant who has helped the board throughout the process and hire a real estate professional to work with that consultant on moving forward.
To identify the site specifics in the downtown area, how we can create connectivity, whether that's taking existing buildings and renovating along with new buildings, or if that's strictly on a new building perspective, all of those things now have to be looked at.
Some board members who did not vote for the site as their top choice expressed concerns that having the tech park downtown will mean giving up physical connectivity to UALR. That included the board's chair, Dr. Mary Good, who's with the College of Engineering and Information Technology at UALR. She says she ranked the downtown site last because she feels the available property is scattered and there's no way to put together enough property to create something that looks like a tech park.
How do we manage to acquire enough property down there to have some continuity? Because all of the pieces are very scattered and very small. So how to put that together into some sort of a park arrangement is, in my mind, going to be somewhat difficult.
Meanwhile, UAMS has said it would locate biosciences efforts at the downtown site. Karen Trico-Stewart, KUAR News.